Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's our spring membership drive, and more about that in just a moment. First, spring is right around the corner. I don't know, maybe technically it started.
It is.
And that means two things, though. Time to plant your garden or plan to plant it, and time to learn a new cocktail recipe to welcome in the season. What if you could incorporate your garden produce into a cocktail? And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking gardens. We're talking with blogger, author, and Ohio's garden sage, Deborah Kanapke. Welcome back.
Nice to be here.
Chris DeLavi has been head bartender at the Four Diamond award-winning restaurant M since 2002. In 2016, she was inducted into the Dames Hall of Fame for the Tales of the Cocktail Foundation. That's a nonprofit global leader in spirits education. She travels the world to teach her craft, and that includes continuing education classes right here in Central Ohio, where she was voted best bartender and is voted best bartender year after year after year. She joins us as well. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our spring membership drive. And remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. So please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or by calling 866-897-9678. This is a very special day, especially for Deb Kanapke and I, because we've been talking about doing this for years. For a membership of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120, you can get a very special offer. Get a ticket for a WOSU public media members event called Drinks and Dirt Craft Cocktails Edition on Thursday, April 25th from 6 to 8. PM, join me and Ohio's garden sage Deborah Kanapke, along with Chris DeLavi, head bartender at M at Miranova, for a special evening. During the event, we'll have a Q&A session all about growing herbs that complement the craft cocktail trend. Chris will demonstrate how to make some tasty cocktails using the herbs we feature. And after that, each guest will make their very own herb planner to take home. And this is all while enjoying drinks and light hors d'oeuvres. This is WOSU member exclusive event. Don't miss this chance to have a great night out while supporting public radio. This event is Thursday, April 25th, so mark it on your calendar. And a ticket is $10 a month as a sustaining member, or make a one-time gift of $120. There's more details about the event at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678 for more information. We have local volunteers standing by to take your calls right now. I hope you'll join us. I'll be there. Wouldn't miss this for the world. Haven't missed one Drinks and Dirt event yet. They're always a lot of fun. You'll be among hardcore 89.7 NPR News junkies, we always have a really good time. And this time, we'll be joined by Chris DeLavi, and we'll be talking about those cocktails that you can make with those herbs, another way to use your herb garden. 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Chris DeLavi, I don't know how long you've been in the business. I know at least since 2002, but probably predating that. When did the cocktails, as we think of them now, have this resurgence? When did that start?
It started in the early 2000s. They were always there, but we forgot about them for a while. So they came back and people started using fresh ingredients, fresh citrus, fresh herbs.
I put myself through college as being a bartender, but there was not the muddling going on back then. And it seems like it was more the piña colada era, right?
Sure.
So it's fresh. Fresh is everything. And when you talk about fresh, how do you decide your menu of cocktails? Is it a seasonal type of thing, or can you pretty much do it year round?
Well, you can do it year round, but I think seasonal makes more sense. Certainly, people go towards the dark, rich, non-herbal cocktails in the cold winter, especially here in Ohio. And then, you know, once it becomes spring, people start to want those light, refreshing cocktails. And for me, that's what I typically do. I mean, I don't think you want, you know, a hot drink in July or a cold, refreshing citrus herb drink in Ohio's February.
I agree with that.
And Deb Kanapke, you've been growing, obviously, your herb gardens for years and years and years. Have you always worked with the idea of alcohol and herbs?
Not always, although I've been making, I have a couple things right here. I've been making my own vanilla forever because I found that I liked the flavor of a liquor, rum, or brandy. I also make brandy vanilla in my baked goods, and it's different. So when you, even though a lot of it volatilizes, I know how much vanilla beans I put in, like in this little guy right here. And this is expensive to make because vanilla beans are expensive. Yes. And there's a different flavor. And I've actually had some people say, let me try that. And they say, ooh, that would be good in a X, you know, in a cocktail. So I haven't really done so much with cocktails because I like wine. But I have to admit, I'm addicted to Lillette.
Mm. What's that?
Oh, what is Lillette?
Crystal Avi?
Yes.
Well, I call it Lillet.
Oh,
I don't know which one of us is correct. But
I don't either, but who cares?
I think it's Lillet.
Okay.
Lillet is a fortified wine. So it's kind of in the vermouth family. And there are different types of Lillet. There's the Lillet Blanc, which assuming you're talking about, which is lightly sweet, little bit of bitter in the back. Liqueur. It's not technically a liqueur, but it's got, you know, it's light and sweet.
It's in between. And what I do is I add a little bit of lime, ice cubes.
It's amazing.
And Lillet.
Mm-hmm. What flavors it? I mean, it's just a grape? I mean,
it's white wine, but there are some herbs in it.
There are herbs in it, which add that little bit of bitterness. Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to explain. And I didn't bring that with me.
It's wonderful, as you said, by itself, but it's also wonderful with spirits. I love it with gin. You can add it to a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. A Vesper is, if you've heard of the Vesper from James Bond books and movies, the Vesper, the ingredient is Lillet Blanc and gin and vodka.
And the reason I say Lillet is because I was saying Lillet because it's from France, and then someone corrected me.
Well, you know what? You could be right.
No. The thing is that doesn't
mean... We need to do a fact check.
That doesn't mean they were right.
Have you had the rouge or the...
No, I haven't.
So there's a Lillet Rosé, which is pink and like a rosé wine. Also lightly sweet and a little bitter. And then there's a rouge, which is a darker, not quite like as red as maybe a Cabernet, but
yeah,
you should try them. They're wonderful.
Well, I just love the white one so much. I'm sorry, having a love affair.
I'm in Seventh Heaven. This is Hour of All Sides is all about plants and gardening and getting your spring garden ready to go. It's our spring membership drive and support a talk show that is truly local. Only 89.7 NPR News, only on 89.7 NPR News, you get access to all of this great gardening information from Deborah Kanapke, and you have the chance to ask her questions too. And we're offering this really super cool thank you gift for $10 a month as a sustainer. Get a ticket for a special night of drinks and dirt, the Craft Cocktails Edition. It's Thursday, April 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Wyman Woods Shelter House in Grandview. Parking is provided. It opens with a Q&A led by me with Deborah Kanapke and our event partner, Chris DeLavi, a head bartender at M at Miranova. From there, we will demonstrate how to make a planter to go. Each guest receives all the materials and hands-on instruction to create your very own herb planter, and drinks and light hors d'oeuvres will be served. Chris will demonstrate how to make some wonderful cocktails using the herbs featured in your planter. We're going to be talking about some of those cocktails coming up later in the program. It'll be a great evening out. I can't wait to hang out with our members, people who love public media and gardening, and a lovely cocktail. Become a member at $10 a month or a one-time gift of $120 and get a ticket to join us for drinks and dirt. I'll be there. Deb will be there. Chris will be there. Will you join us? Spend a fun and educational night with fans of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind experience for WOSU members only. That's $10 a month as a sustainer for a ticket or a one-time gift of $120. And we have a limited number of tickets, so get that gift in early if you want to go. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Both Chris DeLavi and Deb Kanapke are teachers first and foremost. They love to share their wealth of knowledge with others. If you enjoy that kind of exchange of ideas, then join us that night. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. If you have any questions this hour about cocktails, about planting herbs, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. Chris DeLavi was visually excited about the fact that we would get callers today. So, you know, it was noticeable. And yes, we will if you pick up that phone and call us now. But if you haven't taken the time yet to show your support for 89.7 NPR News and you love our gardening shows, I cannot recommend a better idea. Maybe you know someone who loves the gardening shows. This is would make a great gift for a loved one, for a friend. What a great
Mother's Day.
Birthday gift, Mother's Day gift. Right. 866-897-9678 to show that support right now. Let's kind of go over what the go-to herbs are. I mean, what do you use the most, Crystalavi? What's your list?
Well, I think mint is the first one that comes to mind because there's the drink called the mojito, which people know about. Basil, rosemary, thyme. I love to use cilantro in cocktails. There are so many varieties of mint.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, you know, obviously do those. I've done pineapple and chocolate. Those are fun in cocktails. Sage. I think a few of them to me are more towards winter. And that's when I would use an herb in a winter cocktail like sage or mm-hmm. rosemary.
Mm-hmm.
Rosemary, you know, smells like Christmas.
Yeah,
it
does.
So that one works really well. There are some herbs I have not used in cocktails that I want to.
Like what?
I haven't used tarragon, which I
should. Oh, yeah, that licorice.
To me, that's a no-brainer because licorice is something common in cocktails, in liqueurs, you know, mm-hmm. absinthe and ouzo and sambuca, things like that.
What about fennel, which is anise yet a different
exactly.
flavor?
I haven't used it in a cocktail either, but I mean, it would work,
mm-hmm.
definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know. Let's see. Excuse me for leaving the mic here, but I had to reach. This is peppermint geranium.
I recognize them as geranium leaves.
Yeah,
but
so it'd be interesting to see if what reaching.
Oh, wow.
There
it smells amazing.
Yeah, that's peppermint geranium. And I'll bring some of these with me.
It's soft,
I know. But I'll bring some of these to drinks and dirt. But the most wonderful thing about herbs is the touching, feeling, smelling, and tasting. So it kind of puts it all together to put it in a drink. Very often, I'll just have a glass of club soda and go out, get some mint, get maybe some lavender flowers and just stick it in there, swirl it around mm-hmm. with the ice cubes and drink it up.
Yeah, agreed.
And it's just refreshing. So it doesn't always have to have alcohol in it. And there are times I'll do that when I've had enough alcohol
mm-hmm.
and I need to kind of step it down.
Mm-hmm. You know, simple syrups are another way mm-hmm. to use mm-hmm. the herbs in a way that can be non-alcoholic, or you can use them in a cocktail as well. I like making, you know, anyone who grows mint grows mm-hmm. a lot of mint.
Right.
There's not really much.
Can't help it.
And I grow like three different kinds. And so, yeah, you know, it's a lot of simple syrup around the house in the summer.
Well, I made a ginger simple syrup that was to die for. And I was just drinking that with club soda.
Sure.
It was so good. And then I added it to rum and I was in heaven. Or what did I add rum
appeared.
To it? I don't know, whichever way. But, you know, it's just, you can just play it.
Right.
I think about what I like to taste and then start playing with the different flavors.
How does the taste of the alcohol mess with or play with the herbs, Crystalavi? Are there so because when you gave us the recipes that we're going to choose from for the mm-hmm. event, you mentioned the vodka, like with one, it's called blue basil, and it takes 2 ounces of vodka. And you said we can discuss brands. Do the brands matter?
I think it depends on the spirit. So with vodka, I mean, typically vodka is going to be, you know, as they say, tasteless.
Right.
It's not really tasteless, but it's neutral. Let's put it that way. And so, yes, if your palate is strong enough, you can determine the difference between certain vodkas. Some are made from potatoes. Some are made from wheat or rye. There's a little bit of differences. You go into a category like gin, and if you put 10 bottles of gin in front of us right now, every single one tastes totally different because all they have to have in them is juniper. Beyond that is up to the maker of the gin as to what herbs are in it. So, so yes, I think certain gins work really well with thyme, and others maybe with basil. You know, same thing with whiskeys. They're all different. Rums. Rum is one of the vast, most vast categories there is. So rum can be made anywhere in the world. And depending on where it's made and what it's aged in, they taste completely different. Mm-hmm. So for somebody like me, you determine what spirit based on which herb. And they kind of go hand in hand.
One spirit I have never put an herb in is scotch. I like my scotch straight. But I've never done a scotch herb thing.
I haven't put herbs in scotch either, although I really like scotch cocktails.
Okay.
There are some liqueurs that I've used, some herbal liqueurs with scotch that's really nice, but I have not done herbs either. Scotch is so, there's so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's so
already.
Much flavor already.
And the peat moss is already there.
That you know, you would either mask the scotch with the herb or you'd mask the herb with the scotch. And I think if you're going to put herbs in a cocktail, there should be a balance between the two. So that you taste the herb, but you also taste the spirit.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. That is Chris DeLavi, head bartender at the Four Diamond Award-winning restaurant M. Also with us, Deborah Kanapke, longtime friend of the show, blogger, author, Ohio's Garden Sage. We're here talking about herb garden, you know, the company or the marriage of herbs and spirits today. If you have a question or comment, you can give us a call, 614-292-8513. You can email us at allsides@wosu.org. I want to say thanks to Chris Szabo from Columbus for your pledge of support. Chris has been on the show before. She's a personal trainer, and I know she also sells real estate in the area. She says, I love all things considered and of NPR, gardening and drinks. What could be better? We also want to thank Emily Haynes from Columbus for your show of support. We this hour have a very, very special thank you gift. It's listener supported, 89.7 NPR News, and we do depend on our listeners for the bulk of the foundation of our funding. But we also like to say thank you whenever we can with special events. This is our membership drive, and to support the in-depth conversations we bring you every day, we're asking you to pick up the phone right now, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Join us on Thursday, April 25th at 6 p.m. for an event during which we'll enjoy drinks and light hors d'oeuvres and have a Q&A session with Chris DeLavi and Deb Kanapke. You'll get to make your own herb planter to take home, and Chris will demonstrate how to use some of these herbs to make amazing craft cocktails. Don't miss this chance to have a night out while supporting public radio. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Again, this event is Thursday, April 25 at 6 p.m. This is a WOSU member event. Member-only event. That's $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. Get access to this event. Get your ticket now. We have a limited number of tickets. Go online to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. If you have a question, we welcome them this hour, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. I thought we could go over, we have three recipes to talk about today, two of which will be served at the event. We don't know which two yet, so you'll have to join us at the event to find that out. But Chris DeLavi, you start with a whiskey smash. What's that?
Whiskey smash is a classic. It's of the three, it's the one that I did not invent. But I love the way that you can showcase mint in it. And I didn't want to just do a mojito because that's kind of common. Everybody does a mojito. A whiskey smash is bourbon, lemon, mint, and simple syrup. And it's just light and refreshing. Even if you're not a big bourbon fan, it's a good one.
I don't think of, you know, I don't drink a lot of bourbon, but I think the fresh lemon intrigues me with bourbon.
Well, the lemon is needed in this cocktail because it balances it. So if you think of a julep, which is really classic and dates way back to the 1700s, it's bourbon, sugar, and mint. So there's nothing there's nothing to balance it. It's meant to be sweet and minty. I like the addition of the lemon because it balances it out, so it's not too sweet. And you know, and I wanted to showcase that mint other than just a julep.
Mm-hmm. How many different kinds of mint are there, Deb Kanapke?
Right now, I can think of probably about 8, 9, 10. You know, apple mint, chocolate, orange, mojito, pineapple mint, mojito mint. There are several peppermints, several spearmints that have varying amounts of flavor in them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Ginger mint. That honestly, I can't taste the ginger, but
okay.
Somebody swore to me up and down it was ginger. lemon mint, just on and on. So every flavor. The whole mint family, in fact, every single plant I have here is in the mint family except for the scented geraniums, the pineapple and the rose scented geranium. The mint family is one that we use a lot in for many reasons, not only for drinking, but for eating and also in our industrial products for cleaning because they're antibacterial and antifungal. So think about that while you're drinking your cocktail, you're also improving your health.
Perfect.
I had to get that
in
there.
I like your attitude.
Well, it's just the mint family is my favorite plant family. And I can't go on and on enough about them, although I will if you let me.
You know, Chris, I wanted to ask you about the idea of muddling and, uh-huh. and what it real what it is and what you're trying to do and what, you know, there must be a little bit of an art to it, I would think.
There is a little bit of an art. I think that a lot of bartenders think that they have to beat the heck out of whatever they're muddling. And with herbs, they're delicate, some more than others. And really what you're doing is releasing the oils. And so the whole point is to mash them up a little bit and release those oils in the bottom of the glass or the mixing tin that you're using. So it doesn't have to be aggressive.
You don't want to rip them to shreds.
You don't
in other
need
words.
To risk. No, not at all.
And do you always want? Is the idea to always leave the herb, the greenery, or whatever it is in the glass?
No. In fact, with a mojito, a good example, or this whiskey smash, you want to release those oils in the mint mm-hmm. and shake up the drink. But then, for me, I like to double strain it so that you don't have little tiny pieces of mint, especially mm-hmm. when you think of somebody drinking it and they're going to end up with little pieces of mint mm-hmm. in their teeth. But so I like to double strain all of the things that I have muddled into the cocktail, but then I like to put a fresh sprig as the garnish.
Okay.
And I think, you know, if you give any herb a little tap with your hand, that releases those oils. So rather than just taking a piece of a sprig of mint and putting it on the top of the drink, you give it a little smack.
And you've got the aroma, too.
And then the nose on that is mm-hmm. 10 times what it was prior to giving it that little tap.
Right.
And just to add on to that, if you muddle too hard on some of the herbs, you start releasing the compounds that you might not like because there's a lot of different compounds in these leaves. And the ones that volatilize fast are the ones that we want in our drinks.
What do you mean volatilize? I meant to ask you that earlier.
And especially with alcohol, because alcohol really works with those secondary compounds
yeah.
inside and releases them to work with the alcohol. And then the alcohol, you know, it kind of fixes it. And that's why you have all this wonderful flavor going through it. If you press it too hard, you start getting compounds that are the more bitter compounds. You
okay.
don't really want that. So it's a nice, firm, gentle touch mm-hmm. when you're muddling, not, you know, kill the wabbit.
Exactly.
But volatilize, what do you mean
volatilize
by that?
Volatilize means, well, a lot of times we talk about volatilizing when something is released to the air, like and with violet liqueur, with the violets, you had to fix the violets quickly when I made violet liqueur. Otherwise, all that smell went into the air and didn't stay in the drink because the molecules are so light
okay.
that they just float away, the sensory molecules. So we talk about it air volatilizing, but also it's alcohol that releases and hooks onto the really good stuff in here.
And that is that you're holding up right now?
This is a rose geranium.
Okay. It smells like rose?
Yeah.
Is that the idea there?
Here, I'm going to toss.
Toss, okay.
Well, it also has this bright citrus.
Mm-hmm. It's called lemon rose. Mm-hmm. It's a lemon rose. So you get a little bit of that rose and plus the lemon.
It's
so
wonderful.
You're getting both. But the scented geraniums, I could go on about those too.
And it's gorgeous. Imagine this on the top of a drink.
Isn't that
pretty?
Oh,
so pretty, yeah.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful little flag.
I'll propagate some for you.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay.
Email from Bob. I like to use basil buds. They are very refreshing in Jack Daniels and ginger ale or Jameson's and ginger ale. The small leaves around the buds add a festive look. Do you use buds in any of your...
I've used the buds as a garnish.
Uh-huh.
I haven't necessarily muddled the bud into a drink.
Hmm. Yeah. Just want to remind folks that you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and I don't want you to miss a chance to have a great night out while supporting public radio. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. It's a special time to become a member because we have a great thank you gift for $10 a month as a sustainer. Join us for a fun night out called Drinks and Dirt. Some of you come to every single event. At every event, more and more hands go up when I ask how many people have been to more than one. This time around, it's the craft cocktail edition, something that Deb Kanafke and I have been working on for a long time. And, of course, our people in membership who may actually do the hardcore work on these issues. It's called Drinks and Dirt, the Craft Cocktail Edition. Join us on Thursday, April 25th at 6 p.m. during this two-hour event. You'll enjoy drinks, light hors d'oeuvres, have a Q&A session with Deb Kanapke and our other guest, Chris DeLavi, head bartender at the Four Diamond Award-winning restaurant M. You'll get to make your own herb planter to take home, and Chris will demonstrate how to make some amazing craft cocktails using the herbs in your planter. I want to thank Bob Sisko from London for your pledge of support. See you at Drinks and Dirt. I can't wait to meet these people who appreciate the same sort of things we do, which is mostly education, just learning more about what it is that you're getting in your cocktail. So don't miss a chance to have a great night out, learning about cocktails, learning how they're made, learning about the art of it, and also learning about what goes into a lot of the craft cocktails these days, which are fresh herbs from your garden. You can grow it. And Chris DeLavi, you said something from garden to glass. That's
right.
Kind of how you like to refer to this trend.
Absolutely.
From garden to glass.
Garden
what a
glass.
Great way to think of it, from garden to glass. And Deb, what's your catchphrase for this?
Mine is grow, muddle, and stir.
Grow, muddle, and stir. So go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Again, this event is Thursday, April 25 at 6 p.m. It's a WOSU member-only event. That's $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120, and you get access to this event. Get your ticket now. We have a limited number of tickets, so go online to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. If you have a question or comment, 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Now, here's something that I'm really interested to hear about. I love the name of it, the Rosemary Poinsettia.
Mm-hmm.
Chris DeLavi, what's this about?
Well, there's a drink called a poinsettia, which is traditionally vodka, cranberry, and champagne. So this is my twist, a big twist. I switch out the vodka for gin. Because the gin is herbal and delicious and just, I think, makes the drink much more complex. Pomegranate juice as opposed to cranberry, because it's pomegranate and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
and then the addition of rosemary. So I make a simple syrup with the rosemary and mix that with the pomegranate and the gin and then top it with champagne. And then a nice sprig of rosemary too. So this is a really nice drink for the holiday season, November, December, because it smells like Christmas and it's red and it's just festive. But it's also light and refreshing, so I think it works all year long.
Right.
It seems like New Year's Eve, you know, with the champagne on top.
It's a gorgeous drink.
Yum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cocktail of the evening. Let's talk about how you make a simple syrup anyways. How does that work?
Well, simple syrup is simple.
Sugar.
Sugar and water, equal parts. So that's really all it is. And I think that a lot of people complicate it and make it a lot more than it is. It's equal parts of sugar and water. And I don't ever encourage anybody to boil it because that changes the flavor of the sugar and you get kind of a burnt sugar flavor. The beauty of that is it's, you you can add sugar to the drink without adding granulated sugar, which in a cold drink is just going to sink to the bottom. So you can make simple syrup. My mother used to make sweet tea. We always had sweet tea in the fridge. I didn't realize as a child that that's what she was making. Essentially, it was a simple syrup to add to it, as opposed to just pouring a cup of sugar in there where it would all fall to the bottom. But you can add anything to the simple syrup, and that's the fun part. So not only can you add herbs to it, which will bring out the flavor of the herbs, but as a working bartender, it keeps you from having to muddle. So in this case, if I was having a party and making 100 of these cocktails, I wouldn't have to stand in my kitchen and muddle rosemary 100 times. So I'm making a simple syrup that brings out all the flavor of the rosemary. And as a working bartender or somebody at home that you're making cocktails for, it's easier to execute than standing there and muddling. So same thing with a mojito. You could make a mint simple syrup rather than stand there and muddle mint per drink.
So does that – you said not to boil the sugar, which is real interesting because everything I read said boil the sugar.
No.
Okay. So in other words, you just bring it up and let
dissolving.
It simmer and then simmer and not boil?
Not cook at all?
Not even simmering. You don't need to. All you're doing is trying to dissolve that sugar.
Okay.
Now, if you're adding herbs or fruit, you're going to cook it a little bit more.
Okay.
You know, but you're still never boiling. It completely changes the flavor.
That completely changes my handout, too.
Yeah.
And the way that I'm going to be making simple syrup from now on.
You just want to dissolve it.
Okay, great.
Let's talk about planting herbs. I do a raised bed now, full sun, but I remember back in the day when I used to think I could try to get away with, you know, a couple hours of sun a day. And most herbs, let's talk about what's the best situation for them.
Almost every herb that we've talked about wants to have sun. The exception is mint.
Which will grow anywhere.
Which will grow anywhere and actually prefers more of a shady situation.
Okay.
And a moist, shady. Most of the mint family, like rosemary and thyme and the pineapple sage over here, they all want sun. That's where their essential oils really develop. In mint, if you put it in sun, sometimes the mint's a little bitter. It overproduces.
Okay.
Overproduces or produces some of the more pungent compounds as opposed to the ones that we really like. So I'm just going to let this waft through here.
The pineapple sage. Pineapple. Wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. That's so
good.
It's
like a miracle.
It is. So there are herbs that you can get away with shade like sweet Sicily, fennel, mint, and I'm running out. basil you can put in part sun. It doesn't like shade, which is 4 hours or less, but it will take the part sun, which is up to 6 hours, you know, that 4 to 6 hours time. And they all like well-drained soil. And in the case of the thyme, which is in here, thyme and rosemary, they really, and sage, they really want good drainage.
Mm-hmm.
Lavender, people say it's not hardy. Hardiness is not the issue in winter. It's that they have wet feet and they just drown to death.
Okay.
And get root rot. So, oh, and you can smell the thyme. I know this is radio, but I just want you to know this smells really good.
Radio is magic, but it's not that magic. But
here, can we have a sense?
Yes.
You know, a sense
but
of
we have stuff laying all over the place. I don't know if they're.
I
don't know if the
catch
cameras
it or
are
not,
on
but,
or not.
But the thyme, and I've been growing this in my greenhouse, but I've let the soil go on the dry side in the greenhouse so that they make that real strong essential oil, which you can smell.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Also, I want to say that these herbs are beautiful. You know, I've ordered herbs from produce companies. I've gone to, you know, Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this thyme is the prettiest I've ever seen.
Come on over to my house.
It's really pretty. And the rosemary.
It's a treat.
It's awesome.
Yeah, these are in my greenhouse.
Healthy.
Because I can't live without herbs in my life.
Well,
I
usually take them and dry them. And I also started doing the herb salt that you taught me to do with the lemon zest. And I can't remember what else I put in it now, but you gave me a recipe for that. If anyone else out there has a question or comment, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. I Can't wait to see who shows up for our next Drinks and Dirt event. It is a very, very special event that we've spent a lot of time planning. I know the people in membership have spent a lot of time planning. Thank you, Alicia Gobert-Smith, for that. For a membership of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120, you can get this very special offer, a ticket for a WOSU public media members event called Drinks and Dirt, Craft Cocktails Edition. On Thursday, April 25th, from 6 to 8 p.m., you join me and Ohio's Garden Sage, Deborah Kanapke, along with Chris DeLavi, head bartender at M, for a very special evening. During the event, we'll have a Q&A session about growing the herbs that complement this craft cocktail trend, and Chris will demonstrate how to make some beautiful cocktails using the herbs that we feature. After that, each guest will make their very own herb planter to take home, and they'll have information sheets. They'll get copies of the recipes for the cocktails, all of this while enjoying samples of the cocktails and light hors d'oeuvres. This is WOSU member exclusive event. Don't miss the chance to have a great night out while supporting public radio. This event is April 23rd, 25th, and a ticket is $10 a month as a sustaining member, or make a one-time gift of $120. There are more details about the event at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. We have about 17 minutes left in this hour, and I'd like to see 10 more members join us. 10 people join us for that night. We're going to have such a blast. I think we schedule it for Thursday night so I can relax. So, boy, what fun relaxing with Ann Fisher. 866-897-9678. If you are a fan of All Sides with Ann Fisher, you know we love our cooking shows. You know we love our gardening shows. This is a special event that we put together just for you. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Show your support at whatever level that you can afford. We never want you to go beyond your means. We can't go beyond our means here. We need your help to produce the kind of programming that you've come to depend on every single day. The number to call to show your support, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. And Lynn in Pataskala, you're on the air. Hi, Lynn.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead. I have a question. I have been having one heck of a time growing mint. Spearmint or peppermint, and my soil composition seems to be a lot of sand, and I was wondering if that had anything to do with it.
Lynn, it has a lot to do with it. Mint likes a moisture-retentive soil, so to fix that, add compost. The compost will hold more of the water in the soil with the sand, and you should have better mint success. I will say that if it's really, really sandy, I don't know where you're calling from.
Pataskala.
Oh, Pataskala. A lot of sand in the soil in Pataskala. Interesting. Some of your other herbs might grow a little bit better in that sand, like some of your Mediterranean herbs, such as thyme and sage, as long as they're in the sun. But I think the problem is that the water's going away too quickly. And if that doesn't work, then get a container and grow it that way. A lot of times mint will overwinter in a container as long as it's not something like a ceramic container that will break.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, if you leave it outside,
it has to be a winter hardy container.
Yeah. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. If you have a question or comment for our special guest today, Chris DeLavi, head bartender at the Four Diamond Award-winning restaurant M, and Deborah Kanapke, blogger, author, Ohio's Garden Sage, a longtime friend of All Sides with Ann Fisher. Thanks to Sandy Workman from Sunbury for your pledge of support. She says Deb is an excellent speaker. I guess she's been to one of
Sandy.
Your 9 more pledges to go and just about 14 minutes left. We'd like to get 9 more pledges, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Now, have we talked about the blue basil yet? No. Chris DeLavi, this uses vodka.
Yes. You know, I think that this is a cocktail that you could use gin in, for sure. It would be delicious. Okay. It would work with tequila, too. Or any number of...
That was an eyebrow raiser for me. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it would be great. Or rum, even. You know, an unaged rum. But I wanted to do something with the vodka to really showcase the blueberries and the basil. And mm-hmm. and that way, those are the stars as opposed to being able to taste more of the spirit.
Yeah.
So this is muddled blueberries, basil, fresh lime, simple syrup, and vodka. It's light. It's refreshing. The basil is just gorgeous. And I think a lot of people assume that the inside of a blueberry when you muddle it is blue, but it's not. Mm-hmm. And so this color is incredible because this cocktail's color is like a mauvey pink. It's beautiful.
You know, you say muddle six blueberries, so you mm-hmm. don't want to over blueberry this.
No. And really, you know, average of six. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you find those blueberries that are giant, like the size of a grape, and
right.
then there are others that are tiny. So mm-hmm. around six, let's say. You don't yeah. want to over blueberry it. You don't need to.
I mean, yeah, the real again, star that's the, why this is a recipe. I mean, you're looking for that balance you mentioned
sure,
earlier.
Absolutely. Yes. And when I teach, you know, balance is the number one thing. And I always encourage people to follow the recipe, but also taste the drink, make sure that it's correct. Sometimes mm-hmm. you find a blueberry that's really sweet. Other times mm-hmm. it's tart. Same thing with, you know, any fruit, strawberries, mm-hmm. blackberries. So maybe if they're tart blueberries, if you want it a little sweeter, you add a little bit more of the simple syrup. Or if the blueberries mm-hmm. are really sweet, you pull back a little on that simple syrup.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. I'm thinking, you said it comes that beautiful mauvey pink color. It might be fun to try the opal basil in this, and that's the purple basil.
Mm, that would be beautiful.
And I'm wondering what that would do to the color.
Sure.
And although the opal basil tends to be lighter in flavor,
mm-hmm.
because not as much as that basil-y flavor.
Certainly as the garnish, it would be beautiful.
Yeah,
although I really like, too, the contrast of the pinkish
and
purple
the green.
With the green.
With the green.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there are a lot of different kinds of basils, too,
there
by
are.
The way. You don't want – you're talking a kind of your classic
– Your classic basil.
Your classic basil.
But there's lemon basil.
Right.
There's the Siam basil, which is a little more
peppery?
Anisey.
Is there –
There's – it's peppery. Well, the Siam basil has a different flavor.
Okay.
Or Thai basil,
should
say.
Thai basil.
Thai basil. Yeah. There's also the holy basil. That is used medicinally and used a lot in the Ayurvedic tradition in India. And it has a very distinctive flavor, very different from the Mediterranean basil.
I don't think I've ever had that.
It is, there are people that love it or hate it, like cilantro.
Mm.
You know, it's not a given that you will like that,
right.
the taste of that
I do
herb.
Love Thai basil.
Yeah.
And I love
mm-hmm.
the way it looks, the kind of sharp-looking leaves as opposed to the round.
So,
exactly.
And then there's the, I'm trying to remember, Mrs. Somebody's lemon basil. But the lemon basil gives a wonderful flavor to salt, which I wanted to come around again. If you do margaritas, I have a chili salt,
mm-hmm.
and I have a rosemary citrus salt, and I have a celery salt that I make with fresh ingredients and then let it dry on the salt.
Absolutely.
So
amazing.
That would be fun on margaritas.
If you teach me how to make, you know, how to grow
Happy
herbs,
to.
I'll teach you how to make cocktails.
Okay. It's a deal.
We could be a dangerous combination.
I know.
And they will be a dangerous combination. You do not want to miss the combination of Deb Kanapke and Chris DeLavi on April 25 from 6 to 8 p.m. Join us for a very special evening. We're going to have a Q&A session all about growing herbs that complement the craft cocktail trend. Chris will demonstrate how to make some beautiful cocktails using the herbs that we feature. And after that, each guest will make their very own herb planter to take home, and they'll get to enjoy some samples of the cocktails that Chris mm-hmm. has demonstrated used in her demonstration. Also, light hors d'oeuvres. It's going to be a beautifully catered event. This is a WOSU member exclusive event. You're going to be among your kindred spirits, your kindred WOSU public media nerd people. Don't miss this chance to have a great night out while supporting public radio. The event is Thursday, April 25th. A ticket is $10 a month as a sustaining member, or make a one-time gift of $120. There's more details about the event at WOSU.org, or you can call 866-897-9678. We have local volunteers standing by to take your calls right now. That's how they show their support for 89.7 NPR News. They're a big part of our success in any given kind of project that we do. But if you don't have the time to volunteer, you don't have the wherewithal to do that, maybe you can take a few moments to think about how you do value 89.7 NPR News. Maybe for you it's not time. Maybe it can be a financial donation. Make the call right now, 866-897-9678. Give at whatever level is, that you can manage. But if you can manage $10 a month, a couple large coffees at Starbucks, I guess, a month as a sustainer. True. You can get a very special offer. You can also do it as a one-time gift of $120. It would make a lovely gift for somebody you know who loves to both garden and enjoys the craft cocktail thing. Get a ticket for a WOSU Public Media Members event called Drinks and Dirt Craft Cocktails Edition on Thursday, April 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. Join me and Ohio's Garden Sage Deborah Kanapke along with Chris DeLavi, head bar tender at M for a special evening. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We look forward to seeing you. It's always a great time to meet our friends who are listening out mm-hmm. there. You get to meet other people who care about the same sorts of things you do. And in this case, it is growing plants and
drinking them.
I'm sorry. I just had to say that.
That was a good one. When you grow the herbs, it's not just all about alcohol. There's a lot of ways to use the herbs in non-alcoholic drinks. We've been talking about that this hour as well. Herbs are not just for, snipping up and putting it into your food. They're also great for beverages as well.
For sure.
If you have a question or comment, so give us a call, 614-292-8513. We have about 6 minutes left to go, and we're looking for 8 or 9 more pledges at any level that you can afford. 9 more pledges in 6 minutes. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Make that call right now. Chris DeLavi, how... You get together with people and you teach about this all the time. You travel around. You travel the world. You were just in Puerto Rico.
I was.
To show support for the recovery efforts in Puerto Rico and San Juan, Puerto Rico right now. But also, and you said, you told me when we were talking earlier that you always learn from the people that you visit. And I would imagine that's because things are different around the world.
Sure. Bartenders around the world are using different spirits, different herbs, fruits. They have different techniques, and so I go there as a mentor, but I learn from them as well. And I think that's always the goal for me is to continue learning. And in a place like that with the tropical climate, there were fruits that I've read about that I had never actually had. I had never had them fresh, which was amazing.
Same with you, Deb Kanapke. You learn even as you teach.
Always have. I've often said that my students are also my teachers.
For sure.
That they'll bring something up that I hadn't considered before. I was just at a, it always amazes me when people say, I'm an amateur gardener, and then they tell me something that I've never heard before. And I learned that from my grandmother. I learned that from my mother, my father, or somebody who was their mentor. In gardening, it amazes me sometimes and worries me how much we've lost, which is why I spend so much time sort of researching and going back and looking. And when we started today, we were talking about how we used to drink cocktails. There was the cocktail hour. There was the cocktail attire. Mm-hmm. And there were not necessarily a cocktail, which now covers everything, but there were all these different types of drinks that like... Bubbles and fizzes and squashes and juleps and flips. Mm-hmm. And they had all different names. Possets, that one was warm, all these different names of things that now we just call them cocktails.
Cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Nancy Brower from Columbus for your pledge. 8 left to go in just about 2.5 minutes. Give us a call, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Now is the time to show your support for 89.7 NPR News, to tell us that the kind of programming that you hear on 89.7 NPR News on All Sides with Dan Fisher that you come to expect matters to you. With locally focused programs like All Sides with Dan Fisher, 89.7 NPR News, News addresses issues that impact our community at local, regional, and national levels. When we talk about something like, say, the cuts to Special Olympics, we're going to talk about how that affects us locally as well as nationally. It's valuable radio, but it relies on your donations. Please give now at WOSU.org or call us at 866-897-9678. We work hard. Thanks to Amy Cooper from Columbus for your pledge. That's 7 pledges left to go. Love you, Amy. All Sides works hard to bring you shows every day that capture the news, the politics, and cultural interests of our unique region. And, you know, it's been a lot of politics for the last few years, but we still try to squeeze in those shows on cooking and on gardening. And today on Craft Cocktails, something I've wanted to do for a very long time. It's what matters. It's everything. It's our culture. It's our politics. It's where we live. It's the public policy, the things, who picks up the garbage every day, who's cleaning the streets, who's paying for the curb cuts. All of those issues matter. If you care about those kind of things, that's why you're listening to 89.7 NPR News. And we just need you to put a dollar sign on that. How do you value that? Give us a call and tell us what you can manage. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We're here for Columbus, Powell, Grove City, Pickerington, and far beyond. We know people listen to us in Akron and Dayton and Cincinnati and as far down, all the way down to the Ohio River, up to Mansfield and beyond that. We know you watch us on television. You listen to us online. There's lots of ways to get to us, and we're asking, you know, a couple times a year, we want to get back at you and tell you to put a value on it. And then to show your support at whatever amount you can afford. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. It only takes a few minutes, whether you give by web or by phone. Chris DeLavi, head bartender at the award-winning M. Thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate your
time. Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
Thanks to William Migley from Columbus and Jay Nelson from Columbus. That means 5 pledges to go in just about 1 minute. And Deb Kanapke, blogger, author, longtime friend of All Sides with Ann Fisher, thanks as always for your help.
You're very welcome.
The number is 866-897-9678. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. I want to say thanks to more people. We have 5 more pledges to go. Get on the phone. It only takes 2 minutes. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. I can't wait to meet all the folks who join us on April 25th at our Drinks and Dirt event. We're going to be talking about cocktails. Chris DeLavi calls it Garden to Glass. Deb calls it
Grow, Muddle, and Stir.
Grow, Muddle, and Stir. Thanks to Keiki Kozalik from Columbus for your pledge. 4 more to go before the end of the hour. The number to call is 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We appreciate your support. Now is the time to show your support. 866-897-9678. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Thanks for your support on 89.7 NPR News.
In WOSU Public Media's newest podcast series, Rivet, young people share their unique pathways to professional success. Listen to This American Graduate Project. Find Rivet now in WOSU's mobile app or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.